For quite some time, in fact for the last year, I've been speaking about a prominent Brisbane sporting identity charged with the sexual assault of two young women. Because of laws in Queensland, I've been prevented from naming this man until he's committed to stand trial. Well, remarkably, he's had, I think, 13 mentions in court. And we chased and chased and chased, and we didn't get much cooperation from Queensland Judiciary. But finally, we were told yesterday that he had been committed to stand trial 1 month ago. So for 1 month, we could have named him, but they didn't tell us. I can reveal the man at the centre of the allegations is Scott Steele, the CEO of the Albion Park Harness Racing Club and also the former general manager of a place called the Gallopers Sports Club, where I believe these allegations and these incidents allegedly took place. In July last year, I told you Queensland Police executed a search warrant at an address in Ascot, and that would be that club, I think, and then arrested a 51-year-old man at an address in Albion. Steele, who's 52, was charged with two counts of sexual assault and one count of rape. It's alleged he sexually assaulted one of the victims on the 5th of April 2015, the second victim on the 17th of December 2016, both women in their 20s at the time of the alleged assaults. According to police, both victims worked with Steele at a licensed sports venue in Ascot at the time of the offending. The matter was first mentioned in the Sandgate Magistrates Court on the 22nd of July last year. It's now been mentioned 13 times. Last month, Steele was finally committed to stand trial in the Brisbane District Court. The office of the DPP in Brisbane now has up to 6 months to present an indictment to the District Court. According to the Albion Park Harness Racing Club website, Steele still holds the role of CEO. He's also listed as general manager of the Gallopers Sports Club on his own LinkedIn page, but that's not the case. He just left it there. I'm told he still regularly is seen at the Gallopers and has been described as holding court with a leading media personality as recently last Sunday, enjoying a pot or two. I've also received information he's hired recently two new female staff members at the Albion Park Harness Racing Club. Now, obviously, we've gone to the club and asked for an explanation. There is a little problem with all of this, because the club is chaired by his brother Brad, who they've now issued a statement, and I'll tell you about the statement in a moment or two. But my information is this. Queensland Racing asked Albion Park to stand down Scott Steele some time ago. The Albion Park Harness Racing Club, and that's been confirmed in correspondence to me this morning, has refused to stand him down. We then asked them for some sort of explanation. As a result, we got a call this morning from a, would you believe, crisis management group. Well, they're in crisis, that's for sure. They wanted to know more context of what we require. Well, I think it's pretty simple. Why is he still there? Why is he still there? I'll tell you about that in a moment. I can also report that the Brisbane Racing Club offered the then chairman of the Albion Park Club, David Fowler, yes, the same David Fowler who calls races, he was then chairman of the club, a glowing endorsement of Steele, despite them being aware at the time of the accusations against Steele. He hadn't been charged, but they were fully aware of it. Fowler has admitted to me he was not aware of the accusations until sometime later when he employed this bloke. But strangely enough, he also told me that Brad Steele excused himself from the vetting process because he'd normally be part of the vetting panel. And I thought to myself, well, why, David, would he excuse himself from the vetting panel when his brother was applying for the job? Oh, I suppose nepotism. Maybe that was it. Maybe he didn't know about the accusations against his brother. Anyway, last night I sent text to the chairman of the Albion Park Harness Racing Club, Brad Steele, the brother of Scott Steele, looking for an explanation. Then I got the call from the crisis management place this morning. As I said, they probably need someone in crisis management in relation to all of this. Now, I would say to the people from the Albion Park Club, there's a few questions that need to be answered, and they've sent me this morning. And I'll share it with you in a moment. It's pretty strange, you know, as someone that's been involved in sporting all his life, whether it's racing, rugby league, Olympic coverage, normally when serious accusations, even in the NRL, they have a no-fault stand-down policy, as has been evidenced by recent things where people have been accused of matters, some found guilty, others not, but they're stood down on full pay until the matter's dealt with. Now, my information is Queensland Racing went to Albion Park and said, you've got to stand this bloke down. They said, no, we can't afford to, because we'd have to re-employ someone else. You pay for the new person to come in, and we'll possibly stand him down. It's now before QCAT, the Queensland Civil Administrations Tribunal. That's where it's at the moment. Now, I'll leave Brad Steele out of that because obviously he can't play any role in this. He's the brother of the man accused of rape. But I'd say to the Vice Chairman, Greg Mitchell, I'd say to Nathan Hand, the Treasurer, to Warwick Stansfield, the Director, I'd say particularly to Bethany Brown, a Director, Peter Bell, the only female Director, I'd say to them, how do you countenance the fact that a man accused of rape of two young staff members at another facility is still working for you at the moment, pending a trial in the district court? Well, the answer's this. I got an email from Greg Mitchell, the deputy chair. Thank you for your inquiry. Thank you, Greg. In response to your inquiry, the board believes the Albion Park Harness Racing Club should not terminate Mr. Steele. I didn't say terminate, I said stood down. Stood down. The allegations refer to incidents that allegedly took place in previous work locations 2015 and 2016. Well, that doesn't make any difference, Mr. Mitchell. I deal with matters that happened 40 and 50 years ago, every day in my program. The fact that they may have happened 6 or 7 years ago makes precious little difference to the fact that it's taken a long time. And I would remind you that there have been 13 mentions in court. This matter's been, it seems to me someone's been playing a stalling game. It seems to me that someone's running a protection racket in relation to this. Why would the Brisbane Racing Club offer a ringing endorsement to Mr. Steele for David Fowler to employ him as the CEO of Albion Park? Anyway, I got a lot of information from people who were previously employed by the Brisbane Racing Club, remarkably nearly all women, about Mr. Steele. As soon as we heard of the charges, the board commenced an independent external investigation by an experienced female lawyer that interviewed Mr. Steele and 19 of our 20 staff. The chairman and directors had no say in the appointment of the investigator, no say in the findings. The chair has recused himself in all discussion. Well, that's appropriate given he's the brother of the accused. In these ways, the board has ensured there's no conflicting interest. We have been seen to uphold best practice in these situations. Her investigation included the following findings. Employers are comfortable with Mr. Steele's continued employment. Well, what else are they going to say? Jobs are hard to find in racing in Queensland, particularly in Brisbane. What else are they going to say? There's been no significant change in the workplace attitudes to Steele since employers were made aware of the nature of the charges. Well, he goes on the drink with the various people down there at the Gallopers Club. It's hail fellow, well met. These two women are making these things up. It'll be determined by a court, Mr. Mitchell, not by your board. I can tell you that. Its recommendations included, in terms of continued employment, the club has taken reasonable steps to ensure that the employers feel comfortable and safe working with the alleged rapist, Mr. Steele. It would be advisable to continue the current practice that forbids Mr. Steele, listen to this, having one-on-one meetings with any females or behind closed doors. I mean, what sort of work environment is that? What sort of work environment for young women is that? That you can't go into the office for a one-on-one... He's the CEO. He's not the janitor. He's not the cleaner. A complaint handling process should be implemented, with employees encouraged to speak to either a board member, certainly not the chairman, his brother, or an appointed person with whom the employers are comfortable. Alternatively, the club could consider an employee assistance program. As the hearing into the charges of Mr. Steele will take many months, the state of mind employees should be regularly checked. The club should take all reasonable steps to ensure it exercises its duty of care to employees. Well, the way to do that, you are to terminate. He should be stood down immediately. Immediately. Bugger the investigations you've had. Stood down immediately. And if you've got to pay him, you've got to pay him. And you'll have to wear it. And I know that Queensland Racing have already asked you to stand him down. And you've refused that request. Now, the next point is Grace Grace. A female racing minister. Where are you, Miss Grace? On a day that we reveal Scott Steele is facing a rape charge against one woman, a sexual assault against another, and yet he's still working in your racing industry. Where are you, Grace? Where are you defending the rights of women? The matter will be determined not here in this broadcast studio, not by the board of Albion Park, but by a district court of Queensland. That's where it'll be determined. But in the meantime, if you want to look good and be good, you can't have an alleged rapist in charge of a racing club, Grace Grace. You've got to do something about it. If the club's inaction leads to some other action by you, good. But something's got to be done. Too long has this been going on. There's a protection racket being run between the Brisbane Race Club and other clubs in relation to this. And it's about time Grace Grace did something about it. If she doesn't, someone in government should. And I'm sure if David Crisafulli's Premier next time there's an election in Queensland, he'll do something about it. It's an absolute disgrace. And to suggest that these women are happy enough to work with the alleged rapist, I mean, what else are they going to say? Particularly the young ones. What are they going to say? They'll get the bullet. That's what'll happen to them. They'll get the sack. Just disgraceful.